In France in the middle of the 18th century, there was a fashion amongst nobility to play the musette and the hurdy-gurdy. Only a century before, the hurdy-gurdy was frequently mentioned as a beggar's instrument. However, the instrument became fashionable in court as part of the courtly diversions, idealizing the perceived simplicity of peasant life. The instrument improved in appearance with intricate inlay and carving, and the tone improved with technical improvements. The hurdy-gurdy has a wheel which basically serves as a violin bow, but is circular. The left hand plays keys which depress tangents against the strings to change the pitch. A distinctive feature of the instrument are the multiple drone strings, which give a drone sound rather like a bagpipe or musette. There are several paintings showing aristocratic ladies in their silk and pearls playing these instruments. Poets wrote about the charm of the hurdy-gurdy, and a book was published, La Belle Vielloise, the Vielle being the French name for the hurdy-gurdy. Between 1720 and 1760, there was more music composed for the hurdy-gurdy and the musette than for the oboe and recorder. Amongst the aristocratic amateurs were Queen Maria Leckzienska, the wife of Louis XV. By all accounts, she was not very accomplished on the instrument, but there were plenty of virtuosos who could extend the instrument to its absolute limits. A recently released CD called La Belle Vielloise explores the virtuosic side of the hurdy-gurdy. Listening to the CD, I was impressed on how expressive the hurdy-gurdy can be, and I've chosen a track which demonstrates this. When I listen to this piece, I can picture the ladies in their silk and pearls playing this unlikely instrument. This is the Sarabande en Rondo from a suite by the composer Jean-Baptiste Dupuis, which is a set of character pieces, and he named this piece after himself, Le Dupuis. It is played here by the Ensemble d'Angois with Toby Miller on the hurdy-gurdy. to listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.